A popular desire for reform led lawmakers to push for the release of hundreds of people from Oklahoma prisons in a record commutation last year. The climactic event was born from a series of reforms that have moved Oklahoma away from the number one spot for incarceration. But as State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports, that progress may be temporary.
She is a full-time college student. She's got 5 credits away from getting her associate's.
Sitting inside their white-walled meeting room, the Oklahoma Pardon and Parole Board is listening to a man who wants a shorter prison sentence for his sister. He's asking them to make that recommendation to Governor Kevin Stitt. Most of these board members were appointed last year. In 1 year, they've increased parole recommendations by 925 people. Most of those people were approved for administrative parole, a faster process created by recent law changes.
And, I can't stress it enough. She's not the same sister she was 4 years ago.
Good. Very, very well done. You did great.
This work, combined with other recent reforms, helped Oklahoma shed its status as the state with the highest imprisonment rate in the nation. The state has dropped 2 spots in the rankings. Governor Stitt championed that progress and other reforms during his State of the State address.
I was told that it was logistically impossible to accomplish a large commutation docket to give low-level nonviolent offenders a second chance. What did we do? You passed better policy. We changed leadership in both agencies.
But criminal justice experts say these gains are temporary. They say Oklahoma deferred criminal justice reforms other states were adopting for so long that recent actions have only slowed its prison population growth. Lynn Engel works for the Boston-based Criminal Justice Institute.
Today, you're better than you were 2 years ago and 3 years ago and 5 years ago and definitely better than you were projected to be before the reforms passed under Governor Fallon.
Engel was hired by former Governor Mary Fallon to help Oklahoma fix its prison population crisis. When he came to the state about 4 years ago, state leaders feared prison overcrowding would lead to a disaster. Prisons were more than 110% over capacity, and the population was growing. Engel's team projected with no changes, the population would grow by more than 7,200 people between 2016 and 2026. He says reforms passed under Fallon and Stitt have helped, but lots of people are still going to prison.
You've addressed the immediate urgency of overcrowding, but you haven't addressed the projected growth, which is going to continue and lead to more overcrowding unless more policy changes for the long term are adopted.
Still, Engel doesn't know how much recent reforms have cut the state's projected growth. Other policy experts are doing that math now, but the question remains, will the Oklahoma legislature enact policy reforms that change future growth rates? One reform House Majority Leader John Eccles wants to tackle is recidivism, the percentage of people released from prison who are rearrested.
How do we give driver's license to individuals once they leave? How do we give them more access to services?
About 25% of people released from Oklahoma prisons end up back behind bars. A task force created by Governor Stitt has also highlighted recidivism as a key challenge. But Engel says while reducing recidivism is important, it won't stop the state's long-term growth.
I don't see how it can be done without new policies focused on people who are coming in the door and the amount of time that they're spending. You got to do both things.
A small number of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have proposed bail and sentencing reforms, including eliminating mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent crimes. Eccles says he's not opposed to sentencing reform, but he believes the wide range of opinions in the legislature will block those efforts.
We got to engage in the art of the possible. We had a huge deal last year with the retroactivity bill. I don't know that we're going to have that level every year. I think that's unrealistic.
He's talking about a compromise that led to last year's mass release of prisoners. Other bills initially got strong support, but languished when the House and Senate deadlocked. Engel says higher-level sentencing reforms are often hard sells in state legislatures, but other states made the changes after deciding they wanted to spend more money treating addiction and other problems driving crime instead of paying for more prison beds. Oklahoma lawmakers are considering more than 2 dozen bills this year addressing prison overcrowding and criminal justice reform. For State Impacts, I'm Quentin Chandler.